This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, class, we broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Dr. Sheila is with us on Mondays and has been for about 10 years, 2 hours a week for 10 years. I want to say thank you, Dr. Sheila, for
doing that. Well, it's always fun.
Well, thank you. Class, if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 712-770-9418. And that's provided by Global Star. And they're the guys who put us on the satellite because they like us. It's not because we're paying them. So, Todd Wade, thank you so much for doing that. Dr. Sheila, do you have anything that you want to bring up before we get started or as we get started?
No, I'm open.
Okay, so I've got some numbers, fascinating numbers, and there's a medical reason why I'd like to share these numbers, believe it or not. So yesterday, I was out, and I thought, gosh, it's hot. The sun's rays were brutal. There are no chemtrails, but it was hot. So the outside temperature was 89 degrees, 89. And I decided to measure with a non-contact thermometer. So it's kind of like a gun almost, kind of like a taser type hand grip gun with a little trigger. And you kind of point it in the direction that you want to know the temperature of, and it can measure it without literally contacting it. So compared to an oral thermometer that you put in your mouth that has a direct contact with your tongue, and your mouth and saliva, this is non-contact. So you don't have to actually touch what you're trying to measure the temperature of. And so I decided to measure the temperature of a bunch of different things. So outside at our farm in Missouri, the outside temperature was 89 degrees. And I decided to measure the temperature of the grass. So the grass was, let's say, 8 inches tall. So thick grass, 8 inches tall. So I wasn't measuring the temperature of the ground. It was the temperature of the grass. Then there's a white concrete pad where we park our cars. Now, it's a 4,000-pound mix. Now, the reason I'm saying that is you can get concrete that's a 3,000-pound mix, 3,500, 4,000, and, you know, even more. And that is how strong the concrete is. Well, the higher the number of pounds per square inch that this is rated at, the whiter the concrete is. So a 4,000-pound mix is more white than a 3,500-pound mix, which is more white than a 3,000-pound mix. So that's pretty white concrete. And I decided to measure the temperature of that, and there was my old Chevy pickup truck, and I found some spots that were white and not rust-colored, and I measured the temperature of that. And then we have a roof that is composition shingles, tar and asphalt and little granules, and it's called weathered wood. That's the color of it. So if you think about, if you left a 2x4 outside for a few years, the color of that 2x4 is kind of a, you know, sort of like a brownish color, what weathered wood would look like. That's the color of our roof, and I measured the temperature of that. And then there was an antique Mercedes, or almost antique, an ML 430, which is a SUV, but it's black. And I measured the temperature of that in the sun, and a black trailblazer, which is a silver metallic, or actually black with metallic silver flakes in it. I measured the temperature of that. The garage door, which is a steel garage door with 2 inches of insulation on between the steel skins, and then the stone house. So we have a stone house that's kind of gray and white in color. So I wanted to share these numbers with you, Dr. Shealy, and there's a medical reason why. These numbers are staggering to me. So the white Chevy pickup truck, I'm sorry, the grass measured 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Outside temperature was 89. So the grass was actually cooler than the outside temperature. And I believe that's because the grass was trying to keep cool, and it was releasing moisture into the air to try to keep itself cool. So it kept itself 1 degree cooler than the 89 degrees outside temperature. Now, going up the scale, the white Chevy pickup truck came in the sun. These are all direct sun, in the direct rays of the sun. The Chevy pickup truck, white, was 105. The concrete pad that was a 4,000-pound mix was 115 degrees. The stone house was 131 degrees. The black plastic bumper on the Chevy Trailblazer in the sun was 156 degrees. The weathered wood shingles on our roof, 169 degrees. And the black Mercedes in the sun, the ML430, I think it was a 2001, 172 degrees. 172. The garage door, which was painted kind of a putty color, steel, 153 degrees. Now, Dr. Shealy, do those temperatures, if you were exposed or had to touch something, let's say, 153 degrees, the garage door, or the plastic bumper at 156 degrees, the black Chevy Trailblazer, or the Mercedes at 172, or the roof at 169 degrees, do you think that would damage the skin, burn the skin?
It would certainly be uncomfortable. I don't know if it would actually cause... I haven't explored my dipping my finger into hot water to find out.
Well, okay. So how, when we take a warm bath, let's say we're going to take a whirlpool bath, you know, for medicinal purposes, wouldn't that be like 105 degrees, maybe 106?
Yeah, I like 108. I've checked it.
Okay. Now, to you, is 108 pretty warm, or is it just medium warm?
Well, it's not at all unpleasant. I would call it medium warm.
Okay.
Moderately, you know, medium moderate.
Okay, so if you wound it up to, let's say, 100, let's go just 2 more degrees, would that be a significant difference, 108 to 110?
No, I think I often turn it up while I'm filling the tub, for instance, to maybe 140 degrees.
140?
But then
you don't get
it. Well, then it cools back down to about 120.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm mentioning this, and the reason I said I these are medical reasons, it's darn hot. And, you know, if you think about it, you've got animals, and maybe they're on a concrete pad, and we may not realize, because we have shoes on, how hot those concrete pads are. And if we've got children playing, you know, maybe they don't realize initially how hot it is. Maybe if they're very, very young, they can't tell you how hot it is and how dangerous it is. And so what I wanted to ask you was, what about your thoughts regarding the sun, the heat, and what do we do to protect ourselves from dehydration?
Oh, well, now that's a biggie. You know, I spent 2 hours out in the sun yesterday and Saturday, and I probably had to drink when I came in over a quart of water to catch up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because... I've been talking to a number of people over the weekend, and they have been, let me just say this, we've got a call from New Jersey. We'll be right with you, Arjit, in just a couple minutes. But, and please stay with us. The reason that I've mentioned this, is people are saying that they're dizzy. They feel dizzy. And these are people I haven't, they haven't been to the house. These are people that just I've heard are dizzy. And this is kind of a new experience. Now, is dizziness related to dehydration?
Oh, yeah, probably. And changes in blood pressure.
Yeah.
For someone who's sensitive, it could make your blood pressure go up high really, really fast.
Right. Right. So I've noticed that, for some reason, my dad didn't like to drink a lot of water. Neither did my mother, and maybe it's genetic for me. But I found that if I force myself to drink a lot of water, my blood pressure is extraordinarily good. I'm talking like maybe 117 over, I don't know, 60-something, mid-60s. Wouldn't that be considered pretty good for a guy who's an antique?
Excellent.
Yeah, and so I attribute that to two things. One, not eating wheat and sugar and lots of water, those two things are the big things that I've changed. Would that do it, Dr. Shealy? Would that reduce high blood pressure to,
Yes, good. Yeah.
Okay. So the point, class, is I'm very concerned about animals chained up out in the backyard with no sun. I'm very concerned about children being left in the sun who really aren't old enough to know what to do. And we have a couple German Shepherd puppies that maybe 14, 15 weeks old, something like that. And, they like to hang out on the concrete pad right outside our kitchen door. But in the end of the day, it gets really, really hot, and there's not much escape from the sun. So I don't keep them there. I let them run around. And the first thing they do is they run to the shade, and they go play in the grass. So they know that the grass is cooler than the concrete under, if they want to climb under a truck or something, it's cooler in the grass. They know that. And that's what I wanted to make sure our class is paying attention to, that there are animals, young people, and older people who may not, let's say someone, you help them out outside with a wheelchair and you just leave them in the shade, which, soon becomes the sun. So those are my concerns and the hydration. So, Dr. Shealy, what is the best way to rehydrate quickly when someone is dehydrated?
Well, obviously, drinking it. You can't give them an IV. So.
Right. That's what I mean. So, for most of us, there's no IV. And that's what the hospitals do. The first thing they do is hook you up to an IV to rehydrate you, right? But for us who don't have intravenous equipment and bags and fluids, drinking. But what do we drink, Dr. Shealy? Would it be
plain, non-fluoridated water?
Okay, and that was another question that I had for you. And RJ, let's get to you, RJ, right after this break, which is coming up. Dr. Shealy, I was talking with a gal in the last week, and she said that she thinks she might have a thyroid problem, and she said her neighbor does have a thyroid problem, and the neighbor's mother does. So let's say we have a 30-something-year-old, a 20-something-year-old, and let's say a 50-something-year-old, all with thyroid problems, all living next to each other in a neighborhood, drinking city gin, meaning fluoridated, chlorinated water. Is there something to drinking city water, municipal toxic water, and thyroid problems?
Yeah.
Is there a relationship?
It is poison.
And does it cause thyroid problems? And can it cause you to become lethargic?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right back, and Arjit will be right with you. Arjit, New Jersey.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life. free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, medical doctor. Norm Shealy, NormShealy.com. Arjit's with us in New Jersey. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, it's Arjun, New Jersey.
I got the New Jersey part. I got that. I learned some of the pronunciations of the states in elementary school, and I still remember them. I see. Now our engineer changed the spelling to Arju, no T. So Arju. How do you pronounce it?
It's Arjun, and as Nick in the end. Arjun. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. He just added the N, so now I see it. Yes. Arjun. Okay, very good. Welcome. How can we help you?
Yes. So, Vincent, I was wondering, where can I go to buy goods that are not made in China, and what should I do with the goods like toasters and, you know, like all different things that I already have that are made in China?
Well, here's how I look at that. So I don't like buying foreign products, but some foreign products are pretty good. So, for example, I happen to think that Mercedes-Benz is the finest automobile in the world. up till about 2004 or so. Then they got so complicated that I'm not interested. So I'm willing to buy used Mercedes at low prices. I'm certainly delighted to do that, but I'm not going to buy a new one. I will not give Mercedes, headquartered in Germany, my money. And I don't even want to buy spare parts from them, so I buy them aftermarket. But, so, that's kind of like that toaster you're talking about. If you already have a toaster, why would you replace it, right? You already bought it. So let it live out its life expectancy as best it can. Help it live a long time. And then when toasters go bad, they either recycle the metal or you throw it in the trash. And I hate to say throw it in the trash because that's where they end up. I mean, we've built mountains here in the United States that are built with Chinese stuff like televisions and computers and plastic and wrappings and packaging and defective products and substandard products. So I don't really have an answer. If you want to buy American-made products, it's really hard to do. If you want to buy an American-made shirt, that'd be really hard to do. If you wanted to buy a pair of American-made shoes, that's really hard to do. So, and what would a pair of American shoes cost? Because back in the 70s, my dad wore Florsheim wingtip shoes, and they lasted 30 years. But then when he went to have them resold for maybe the fifth or sixth time, the guy working on them said, you know how old these are? And there's a date code in them. So he said, these are 30 years old. And he told him that a new pair was over $300 for a pair of shoes that my dad paid $27.50 for. So how much would a shirt cost? I'm guessing maybe $300 for an American-made shirt if you could find one. So we need to, that's because there's so few factories that are in America. And we overpay Americans for labor. So I really don't know the answer. When I buy tools, I buy used, for the most part, used American-made tools. Some of them are Craftsman. Some of them are SK Wayne, also known as SK. Some are made by other companies. I have one Snap-on screwdriver, just one. I found it. So, it's not that I bought it because a Snap-on screwdriver 40 years ago was $5.50, where you get, any other brand for like a dollar. I don't know the answer for where do you buy things that aren't made in China, because Walmart has become the Chinese factory outlet, and Harbor Freight, which is probably the largest tool company in the United States, tool reseller in the United States, sells nothing but Chinese, many substandard Chinese products. So I don't really have an answer for you. So I buy everything that I can use. So I wanted to buy a toaster oven. Our son wanted a toaster oven. So I looked for like a year to try to find one. It's impossible. We ended up with, I bought a toaster oven that was made by Farberware, which Joey has. He saw ours and years ago, and he thought it was so good. He uses his multiple times a day, and you can find it, but they're like $150 used on eBay. They're extraordinary. And they're best in class, if you ask me. We'll stay with us. We'll be right with you.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio making yet more police reform moves. After another day of massive police brutality protests in New York City, most of which did stay peaceful. One of the demands the protesters have been calling for is something that de Blasio is now promising.
We will be moving funding from the NYPD to youth initiatives and social services.
Meanwhile, once a hot spot for the virus, New York City is entering Phase 1 reopening today that could see as many as 400,000 people heading back to their jobs. Former Vice President Joe Biden is gaining steam in the polls. In a new CNN survey out this morning, it shows the presumed Democratic nominee leading President Trump by 14 points. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Railway officials are investigating a train wreck in southeast Georgia. Seven cars of a CSX train derailed over the weekend, and hazmat crews had to be called out to clean up hydrogen peroxide that spilled from two of those cars. Around 100 residents from 30 homes in the nearby area were evacuated until the scene was secure. There's no word yet on what caused the crash, but no injuries were reported. If you live in the West and you've recently ordered something from Amazon, get ready. It could take a while longer than expected to get your package. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A large fire has destroyed a 600,000-square-foot Amazon distribution center in Southern California. The fire broke out early Friday while 100 people were working inside the warehouse in the Redlands. A city spokesman said all of the people got out of the building safely. The large blaze caused officials to temporarily shut down nearby Interstate 10. Firefighters brought the blaze under control, but they expect the building to smolder for days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there's a report that Elmer Fudd will no longer be seen carrying a gun in the new Looney Tunes cartoon show. The Warner Brothers animation series debuted on HBO Max on May 27th. They say that it's a response to a concern about U.S. gun violence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 4-3-6-6-3-7.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy's with us and Arjun's with us in New Jersey, and he had some questions about Chinese, made in China products. Arjun, so I looked at, on my studio desk and I looked behind a stereo receiver. I have one made by Technics, and which is actually Panasonic, and it's a it's called an SA-80, so it's an 80 watt allegedly stereo receiver, and I use it to power some speakers so that, you know, when I race out of the studio during a commercial break, I can hear throughout the rest of the house, you know, what's happening, so I can tell when I should run back in the studio and get behind the microphone. So that piece of stereo equipment, I bought it used for maybe $20 many years ago, and it says made in Japan. It's Panasonic made in Japan. Well, if you look on at a Panasonic microwave oven today, it's made in China. So even a Japanese company like Panasonic has moved its manufacturing to China. And so here's some interesting things about China. So codfish is raised in China, some, okay? And they're cramped in small areas, teeming with sewage and garbage, and they're highly toxic. So that would be Chinese codfish. Eggs. Eggs, if you get them imported from China, they treat them with calcium carbonate and paraffin, which causes food poisoning. Then lamb in China in 2013, police arrested about 900 people in China because they were pawning off rat, that's spelled R-A-T, meat as lamb. About 20,000 pounds of rat meat was seized. Wine, Chinese make-in-China wine, you have some standard grape, but you also see, you'll see sugar and dyes and artificial flavors in Chinese wine. And then if you move over to industrial salt, so industrial salt has been sold in China as table salt. Now, this type of sodium is not meant for human consumption because it can cause hypothyroid problems and reproductive system disorders. And the Chinese export watermelons, and they are covered in highly harmful pesticides that cause them to grow at rapid rates. So you should buy, you know, locally grown watermelon. Tilapia, which is a factory farmed fish, they take fish and they put them in these pools of water that are packed. I mean, these things are stacked and packed, and the fish end up breathing chemicals that end up on your dinner plate. Rice noodles, the Chinese love them, but some factories use sulfur dioxide to make their noodles appear to be fresh, and of course that is linked to causing cancer. So the list goes on and on and on. What Chinese are doing. And Chinese garlic farms are the largest in the world. And so if you eat garlic that comes, just look at your garlic container. I can almost assure you that the garlic that you have in your house is make in China. That's the way they used to write it.
Ever in my house.
Years ago, they would say, yeah, yeah. So Chinese mushrooms, the list goes on and on. So please, you need to avoid products made in China. And Arjun, you're absolutely right. So I don't think I answered your question. Where do you find products that are not made in China?
You did well, Sid. And the thing is that, like, they have caused so much of pain in this world, and they have caused me pain very dearly. And actually, you know, like, I will throw away, actually, I'm thinking that I will just throw away all these products that I already have. I will pay for, you know, like, even if the toaster costs, like, $150, I will pay for that. And I will buy the products which are not actually made in China. See, the thing is, like, so that's what actually I'm thinking that I'm going to do. Now the thing is that, like, I really liked your program last Thursday. You know, like, 2 hours just went by, you know, like, I just thought, like, I just started listening, and the whole show was just over, just like that. And, you know, like, you raised a point in that program that, like, there are some people who think about when their parents, they will pass away, what will they get? And our generation is somewhat different. We never think about, like, our parents or grandparents to pass away. We always are glad. We always are happy that they are there. And the actual wealth of these parents, grandparents, is what they are teaching you, not what they are leaving behind. I just want to say that, and, you know, like, that's all I want to say.
Well, Arjun, I've got a couple of quick comments for you. You raised some very interesting points and very good points about some of these Chinese products. For example, there's a product, it's an industrial waste, and it's melamine. And the Chinese, instead of dumping it, they try to figure out how to insert this waste product into finished products. So we have, there were Chinese plates, you know, these kind of plastic melamine plates that were toxic, and they were sold in stores in the United States. Why were they sold in the United States? Because the people who work for these stores are not smart enough or don't have enough ethics to make sure that the products that they sell are safe. Okay? We used to, Sears Roebuck and Company would probably, in the old days, the good old days, would never sell anything like that because it would damage their reputation. You know, oh yeah, I got these plates that'll kill you from Sears. No, they wouldn't let that happen. But other stores would. Because, number one, they don't have, well, people who are smart enough to know the difference. And two, they have marketeers who are so greedy that they don't care. They would rather make the money and worry about it later, if they have to worry about it at all. It's just like General Motors when they made a defective ignition switch and you're driving along and all of a sudden your steering wheel locks because of the ignition switch lock would lock the steering wheel and you'd crash into your car. What did General Motors do? Instead of recalling the cars, they got their battery of lawyers out to defend GM. I mean, they did it exactly wrong. So people like me would never buy a new GM car. Never. Never. Because they're evil. I mean, that is evil. So in terms of tools, the Chinese factory tool outlet Harbor Freight, we break their tools like crazy. Why? Because they're substandard. And so what are you going to get? If you go to buy a Craftsman tool, they're made in China too. They're a little better, but they're still made in China. So we have been sold out. Why? Because guys like William Jefferson Blythe Clinton has allowed China to dominate the United States. Our politicians have sold us out for their own personal greed and allowed Chinese products and Chinese labor to replace American products and American labor. And, you know, tar and feathering comes to mind. That's what comes to mind. These politicians should be run out of town on a rail. They should be tarred and feathered. Of course, I'm probably going to hear from the police saying I'm trying to incite something. But isn't that what you do when people are traitors? Isn't that what you do? These politicians, you know, smile and kiss babies and then sell out the American people. And about 80-something of them, I'm talking about the national politicians like Congress, are members or have dual citizenship. Citizenship with the United States and Israel. Now, how can they possibly be loyal? It's not possible. Because they're loyal to a foreign country.
True. It's like our whole political system is hijacked. And, you know, like most of these politicians, when they come in debates, they will just talk about how they went to some wall in Israel and like how they are talking about they paid their tribute to Israel. You know, like if you are so much for Israel, why don't you just move there, you know? I understand.
Arjun, you live in one of the most corrupt states in the union, New Jersey. Now, New Jersey has a nickname, and that's the Garden State. There's no gardens left in New Jersey. It's all been paved over.
That is true. You know, like, but it's still like if we go towards like South Jersey, we can find like there are some dense, you know, like trees, if you go more towards Atlantic City, you know. So half of the New Jersey, you know, like which is on the northern side, it's all like cities now. But like if you go towards like South Jersey, you can still find a little bit of trees and there are farms here, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And in southern New Jersey, or actually even in central New Jersey, there are some wonderful places and the soil is kind of rich there. But the quality of the soil is pummeled by the taxation. So a house that used to have, back in the 1960s, let's say 1 acre, a 1 acre lot with a house on it, might have had a tax of, real estate tax of $88 in 1960. Well, I'm pretty darn sure that it's about $8,000 to $10,000 today for the same house.
Exactly.
The same house.
It's the taxes are highest in United States. So the cheapest house in the worst neighborhood, it will cost you at least $500. You know, like the Trenton area, it's all ghetto. So the ghetto area. So if you go and buy a house there, the taxes will be $500, $600 per month.
Wait, are you talking about a year or a month? Are you talking about a year or a month?
Per month.
One month.
One month.
Yeah.
$500.
So you're talking about $600 a month times 12 months, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm just telling you the worst house.
$7,200 a year, and you're saying it's in a not a very good neighborhood.
In a worst neighborhood. And if you go to like the best neighborhood, like let's say like Jersey City these days is booming up here in Jersey, so which is very close to New York. So there the taxes are like $20,000 per year. You know, like I cannot even think about like buying a home. You know,
Arjun, let me give you some indigestion here. Okay, so we our family moved from the East Coast because it was terrible, taxes, oppression, police, etc. We moved from Virginia to Missouri. So we bought a 241-acre farm, and there were no buildings on it, so it was just a farm. Now, there was a house at one time in one corner of it, and evidently it burned down maybe, I don't know, 30 years ago. So it was just a farm, but it's a big farm. Well, by New Jersey standards, it'd be a big farm. You could probably put three neighborhoods in our farm. Well, the taxes, I think, were $188 a year for 241 acres.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I can't even believe, you know, like $188 for 241 acres.
Well, and it came with some buildings. So it has, I don't know, maybe seven ponds, maybe six ponds. It comes with a stream that runs right through it, three quarters of a mile long. So it's got, you know, a stream. It's got ponds. It had some barns on it. And one barn is 50 feet by 50 feet. And it's relatively new. And it's got a couple other barns that aren't so new. They're pretty lousy, actually. And the taxes on the whole enchilada, $188 or $180 a year. So you got to be crazy to not want to find less expensive land. Dr. Sheila and I'll be right back. George and Kathy will be right with you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Arjun is in New Jersey, Georgia, New Hampshire, Kathy in Ohio. We'll be right with all y'all. I had a couple quick comments I wanted to share with the class. So, Arjun, I looked over at the JBL, James B. Lansing speakers I have in the studio. I bought them used on eBay for, I don't know, $20 or $30. And I really like James B. Lansing speakers. They used to be made in the United States of America, you know, back in the 70s. Now they're made in China. So what do we do? Now, remember, class, that China is the country that unleashed the Wuhan virus on the world. As of this second, there are 2,008,303 cases of people infected, according to official reports by hospitals, of infected people in the United States of America from China. Today, there are 854 new cases as of this moment, you know, starting midnight this morning. And how many people have died in the United States so far as of this moment? 112,477.
If you believe the statistics, which I do not.
Yeah, okay. Well, and I've heard both, Dr. Shealy. I've heard they're underreported, overreported, you know, people who... you know, been run over by cars, they died of the coronavirus. I don't know. I'm just saying these are what the hospitals are saying. What I'm saying is this came to us from China, and I believe that there was a bio lab that this was released from, either intentionally or unintentionally. That I don't know. But it's not like America is left out of this race. We've been developing biological weapons as well, which is... biological weapons are against the Geneva Convention, but who cares about that, right? It's just a piece of paper. Isn't that what Bill Clinton used to say? Oh, just a piece of paper. So what do you do? Arjun, here's what I would do. So if I happen to be in a store, which I haven't been in for months, if I were in a store and I saw something that I thought, you know, this is what I need to get, and I turned it over and said, make in China, I would probably say something like, I'd probably carry that box over to one of the store associates and say, let me show you this. It says make in China. What's the matter with you? Why are you selling products made in China? They're killing us economically and literally. Why are you carrying this stuff? Why? And then I'd hand it to him and walk away. So why are we buying products made in China? Please don't do that. Now, if you need something and it's already in this country and you can find it used, well, I think that's a different story. Okay, I really don't want Chinese products. I they're substandard. I don't know how else I can say it to you. You know, these refrigerators that come from Asia, they're substandard. They're dishwashers, substandard. Major appliances and minor appliances that come from China are substandard. So go to eBay and buy them used while you still can. That's what I do. Any thoughts, Dr. Shealy?
Well, ever since I was a child, China has been known to make nothing good except fireworks.
and fireworks, there's some danger associated with that chemically, biologically, and from an explosive purposes. Yeah. Okay. Arjun, anything else before we go on to George and Kathy?
Yes, Vincent. Just one last thing. I was wondering that if I email you or call you separately, can you help me getting like a land where I can, like, close to your place, like maybe in your estate, so I can get started with that. Like I can move and buy like a land and do farming.
How would you like to move across the road from me? How would you like to move across the road from me?
I would definitely love it. So,
okay. Well, all right. Let me ask you that. All right. Do this. Send me an email, and I'll turn on the email for a short time. Instructor@usaprepares.com. Instructor, INSTRUCTOR, @usaprepares.com.
Okay, sure. I will send it back.
And add your phone number, okay? Mm-hmm. And reference this call, and I'll call you.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Vincent.
Very good. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, that was Arjun. George in New Hampshire, then Kathy. Welcome, George.
Yes. Thank you. Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Shealy. I've got a question for Dr. Shealy, if I could, and I just to give a little background. About 10 years ago, I was almost 40 pounds heavier than I am now. And they had put me on a diuretic, from what I understand. I guess it was a statin drug for high blood pressure. And I ended up going to an event. I was invited, and I was underneath a friend's canopy tent. I had a straw hat on underneath there, and it was about midsummer. And I remember the top of my scalp burning, even though I had the hat over my head, and I had the canopy over me, too. And later on that day, my friend closed it up in the middle of the day. Oh, I'm sorry. I hear the music.
Yeah, you've got about 10 seconds.
Okay. I'll just say, but I ended up, my friend closed down early. I went swimming right afterwards, and then I ended up in a restaurant. I guess I'll continue after the...
In a restaurant?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. And then, Kathy, please stay with us as well.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.